This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. I'm Marc Boulanger. In this, the second in a two-part series about the extradition of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks from the United Kingdom, I talked to Tim Dawson, who attended recent hearings about the case. I asked him if the mainstream media has been ignoring the case of Julian Assange.
Well, I don't think one can say that the mainstream media has ignored the case. I did a count in British newspapers and found that most of the broadsheet newspapers had carried sort of four, five or six stories about the extradition hearings during the September sittings, the tabloids slightly fewer, and similarly there were probably two or three reports in the broadcast media. I know that from the perspective of many of Assange's keenest supporters, they feel that a kind of news blackout has been effected by some complicated state conspiracy. I have to confess, and I worked for a mainstream newspaper for many, many years, so some might choose to think I'm somehow complicit. I think that there is a kind of Assange fatigue which affects the papers. I mean, I spoke to reporters from The Times and from The Guardian, you know, big UK papers, who were following the case day by day and said, you know, we're writing stuff day by day, but it's hard to get it in the papers more than every sort of 3 or 4 days because, you know, the events that all of this relates to are a decade old. A lot of the information has been aired by other means, and people just aren't that interested. I don't know. I wish that the mainstream media were more forthright in recognizing the risks that arise from this prosecution and the need for civil society to stand up and say we can't allow this to happen. But I don't think that the lack of coverage is down to some kind of conspiracy.
I have heard it said that Mr. Assange used his journalistic expertise to interfere in a U.S. election and so deserves to be punished. How do you respond to this?
Well, so this relates to the leak of emails within the Democratic National Committee in 2016. That event plays no part in the attempt to prosecute Assange whatsoever. So nothing relating to that leak and how that happened is mentioned in any of the US case. I myself wonder about how that leak happened and why it came out as it did. I understand why some might think that even if this isn't what Assange is charged for, maybe he deserves it. But I suppose fundamentally I believe in the rule of law, and if criminal acts somehow led to those leaks or were involved in those leaks coming to light, then let the relevant authorities place those charges in front of a court and let's hear the evidence. As things stand, they play no part whatsoever in the case that's currently ongoing.
What happens next?
Well, in early January, the judge who has been hearing this case will hand down her ruling. The closing submissions of defence and prosecution will be submitted in writing in the coming weeks, so we might hear some stories from those. And she will rule either that Assange is to be extradited or she will deny the extradition. I think if she rules that he is to be extradited, then you can expect to see this back in court and for that process to take really quite some time. It's hard to find exactly comparable cases, but if you look at the case of Abu Hamza, who was extradited from Britain to face justice in the United States, the period from his arrest in the UK to his final prosecution in the United States was about a decade. And I think that gives some sense of how long this has the potential to drag on for, you know, to the considerable detriment of Mr. Assange, I don't doubt, and cost to the British taxpayer. It's very difficult, having watched all the evidence and listened to all the evidence, very difficult to predict which way it will go.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.